Welcome to Middlefield's October 2025 Market Snapshot, where we bring you the latest on our mandates in 5 minutes or less. I'm Dean Orrico, and this month we'll look at why the market is charging ahead despite some signs of economic weakness. Plus, we'll dive into biopharma's biggest stock surge in 25 years, how data center demand could spark a new era of nation building, and why gold is on track for its best annual gain since 1979. That's all ahead on 5 Mandates in 5 Minutes.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Any views expressed in this podcast are solely those of Middlefield Limited and are subject to change without notice.
From a macro perspective, it's been a busy month for markets. In the last 6 weeks alone, we've seen all kinds of developments across the political and economic spectrum, from Bank of Canada to US Fed rate cuts to a US government shutdown and more talk on tariffs. At the same time, the equity rally continues to drive ahead. In September, the MSCI World Index advanced 3.3%, while the S&P 500 returned 3.6%. The TSX, on the other hand, surged almost 5.5%, driven by strength in materials and energy. On the year, these indices have generated truly exceptional total returns of 18%, 15%, and 24% for the TSX, respectively. So what's behind all that? Well, earnings momentum in the U.S. is definitely providing a positive backdrop. The financials, communication services, industrials, and healthcare sectors are all posting multi-year highs in earnings revisions. The scope of this recovery suggests that corporate fundamentals are on solid footing. As a result, we believe there is support for current valuations. While short-term noise does exist and the near-term market correction entirely possible and perhaps even healthy, we believe certain sectors of the market remain very well positioned and should be added to on weakness. Let's talk a little bit about real estate. REITs have navigated steady waters in September. Coming off an impressive 20% rally since April, we think the setup remains positive. This is supported by active private market as well as continued solid fundamentals across most real estate sectors. As for our portfolio, core exposures are in excellent shape. Retail valuations are strengthening amid demand for grocery-anchored shopping centers. Industrial rents have now stabilized in major markets like the GTA, and leasing activity is inflecting higher after several years of slower transactions. Meanwhile, multifamily stands out with recent takeovers supporting the sector's underlying value. And last but certainly not least, seniors housing is exceptionally strong, underpinned by powerful demographic tailwinds and limited new supply. So when I put all of that together, combined with select US opportunities, the path forward for our REIT strategies indicates more upside ahead. Turning to healthcare, last month, investors got the long-awaited clarity on pharma tariffs and drug pricing. So let's first start with the tariffs. The previously announced 100% levy on imported branded drugs was updated to exclude manufacturers already invested in the U.S. This effectively gives a pass to companies that already have domestic operation. More good news is that most large-cap biopharma firms have been expanding U.S. manufacturing and R&D for some time now, so they should also be exempt. As for drug pricing, Pfizer's recent deal with the White House is a game changer. It narrows the range of outcomes on drug pricing and provides a blueprint for how other deals should look. The market reaction was huge. Biopharma stocks posted their biggest single-day move in almost 25 years. As we've been saying for a long time, these policy moves are all about eliminating market uncertainty. With these announcements now in the rearview mirror, healthcare's five times PE discount to the S&P 500 looks increasingly compelling. So here's the bottom line. In light of the current attractive valuations, generalist investors are now finally taking notice, and healthcare is extremely well positioned to be a market standout over the next 12 months. On infrastructure, I've been saying for years that Canada has what the world needs, and a lot of that comes from Alberta. With an abundance and 200 plus year reserves of natural gas, Alberta's power market is one of the most dynamic investment opportunities available today. With accelerating electrification and AI-driven demand, Alberta-based power producers are entering a more profitable market supported by data center growth, tighter supply, and policies improving grid reliability. Two of our core holdings, Brookfield Renewable and Brookfield Infrastructure Partners, recently reinforced this narrative at their Investor Day. They highlighted what could be the strongest global power demand in decades. Data center demand alone is expected to grow 8 to 10% per annum through 2050, representing nearly half of U.S. demand growth over the next decade. All of this points to unprecedented investment visibility for Canadian utilities and power producers. On technology and communications, yes, the AI revolution is ramping up. As we predicted in January, the progression from text to image to video is driving a significant increase in demand for compute. Take OpenAI's recent deal with Oracle. This implies that a bigger cloud strategy is actually necessary for meeting the company's computational needs. This kind of spending isn't only good for OpenAI, it's a boost for the entire AI ecosystem. We're also expecting to see this reflected in earnings. Cloud providers are positioned to report strong numbers, another sign that AI adoption isn't slowing down. We're actually seeing early signs of how AI is becoming a tangible revenue stream for application layer businesses. Through all of this, we're focused on the top AI players in semis, infrastructure, and cybersecurity, as well as the memory and storage companies powering AI data centers. We're also bullish on the video game industry, a unique tech-adjacent opportunity. More broadly on resources, gold had a blockbuster September, hitting new all-time highs and putting it on track for its strongest annual gain since 1979. The rally was driven by rate cuts, rising debt, central bank buying, ETF inflows, and ongoing geopolitical tensions. Gold stocks have been even hotter, with the TSX Gold Index up over 20% this year. We think valuations still look reasonable, supported by solid earnings, solid balance sheets, and healthy free cash flow. On the energy side, September saw the launch of Canada's Major Projects Office, which is fast-tracking big projects like LNG Canada's Phase 2 expansion. Overall, it's hard not to be optimistic on natural gas, and we expect to see U.S. demand as well as international demand lift revenues for Canadian producers. So that wraps up our October 2025 market snapshot. For more insight on our mandates, visit middlefield.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dino Rico. I'll see you next month.